This is Chairman Brad Holton. I'm going to call the meeting to order. We have a 3:30 agenda item, and it's an action item to consider FCOs for Thomas C. Evans, case number CR2024-0007. So with that, I'd hand it over to DSD. I think Dan is here to present what we've finished on the FCOs.
Thank you, Chairman and Commissioners. So on March 17th, the board heard a case for a conditional rezone to a C2 zone to establish a RV storage facility on a property that would be surrounded by residential. After the end of the hearing, the board directed staff to make some changes to the findings. One was criteria one about comprehensive plan. I changed it based on the comments provided by the board, but basically said we can actually make the, so the P&Z provided ones that they felt that it couldn't be made. The board found out, no, we can make those, but the one we can't make a finding for is how it impacts the city of Caldwell, because it's in the area city impact, and they already have development around there, so it doesn't it impacts that, so we can't make that finding. Okay. So I changed it to show that you actually find it in alignment with the rest of it except for this part. That's why we couldn't make that finding.
Okay.
Criteria 2 basically says the same thing, talks about the area and stuff, but again, it goes back to finding that it's surrounded by city development, they can connect to city services, and therefore that's why the C2 is inappropriate. It's a higher commercial use, and so that's why it was found to not be as appropriate as the current zone.
Okay.
3, we turn from no to yes, and it's changed from just stating that P&Z found that this is not is incompatible to the surrounding uses, but changed it to the board found that it is compatible, subject to conditions reducing the impacts to it, and then saying that if they could have been conditioned appropriately, it might have been a benefit to the growing residential neighborhood that has restrictive CC&Rs for these type of uses. Okay. So change that as requested. And then 4 got amended to say it does negatively affect the character. And the reasoning was that they should have submitted a landscaping plan, lighting plan, access plan, buffers to demonstrate it wouldn't be an impact. The burden of proof was upon the applicant to prove that they didn't. And so that's why we couldn't make that finding.
Right.
And that the rest of it was the same as the commission, that didn't change. So those are the findings that were changed based on comments from the board, and the FCOs are ready to be signed if.
Okay. All right.
If you are ready to sign.
Chairman, can I make a comment?
Yes.
And I think it's a board majority. This was a split decision. I don't know that I'm necessarily in agreement with A2, but it was a board majority that decided it was. So I just wanted to say for the record that locating a commercial zone in a residential area, there were people here in support of it. It was kind of a tough sell for me. But that being said, these findings still don't support rezoning to a C2 in that area. And so I move that the board signs the findings and facts and conclusions of law in case number CR 2024-0007.
My second.
Presented.
Okay. And Commissioner Van Beek, I think you bring up an important point where we wrestle with these, and it's difficult because sometimes we end up with a completely different discussion than what they had at planning and zoning.
Yeah.
And even with ourselves, as I remember this specific public hearing, I was frustrated that the applicant just didn't give me any concrete thing that gave me any way forward. And it's a double-edged sword. So if an applicant comes in with very specified this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to do that, I'm going to do that to try to get an approval, that's one theory. And there's a different theory that says, well, I'm going to go for broke, so I don't have to do anything, and I'll see if that application flies. And to me, it's kind of felt like that's where we were at, that he didn't want to get stuck with having to do a whole bunch of stuff. But when asked during the hearing, several of the questions was, well, yeah, I probably could consider doing that. Well, you should have put it in. You should have had it so the public could have seen that and gone through the whole public procedure above board. And to be fair, maybe he didn't consider it, and maybe it came to light during the public hearings.
Yeah.
But where we were stuck was that we had to deal with the application as it was. And me personally, I'm not as in prior boards decades back. I think there's one application that I've looked at that they approved with 32 conditions. And that land use has never gone forward because it couldn't sure. meet all 32 conditions.
Right.
So to me, that's also there's a extreme on conditioning it too. So I know that the applicant isn't pleased, but I personally am pleased where we've ended up.
Right. And
so,
Chairman, can I comment and add to what you said?
Sure.
Which I really appreciate your comments. I think our planning supervisor said it the best, that the burden of proof, and this is true for every land use case that comes, is on the applicant to demonstrate to the board that if there's a change to be made, they have sufficient evidence to do that. And I was also uncomfortable. We don't always get to control the infill by the city and what's happening around. That's what was happening in this case. And so it felt to me like this was more of a spiteful move than a really well-planned move, particularly considering the city of Caldwell's plans in the area of impact. Caldwell probably had the best laid plans and infrastructure layout of any city that presented. It was well done, even though they didn't get all of what they asked for. They got a lot of it. So motivation to me matters, and I do not want to be a part of a, I guess for lack of a better word, a spiteful move in zoning that after our legacy, our time in here, people go, what were they thinking? I just don't do business that way. So,
can I quote you on that?
Sure.
What were they thinking?
What were they thinking?
Okay, so we have a motion and a second before this. So motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right. Thank you. We approve of those as presented. With that, I'd make a motion. We adjourn.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries. Let's consider ourselves adjourned. Thank you.